Previously on Algoa FM.
This morning we chat switching your home loan to SA Home Loans, all about switching. And on the line we have Cameron Donaldson, the regional manager at SA Home Loans with more than 20 years of dedicated service. He oversees sales growth across the Eastern Cape and George, bringing both experience and passion to his role. With a BCom in industrial psychology, Cameron has a genuine love for developing people, and he's known for his approachable leadership style, strong work ethic, and ability to lead by example. And outside of work, Cameron is motivated and supported by his wife and two sons, one completing matric and the other is in his third year at university. He also enjoys running and making the most of family time. Cameron, it's so lovely to have you again on the line.
Howdy, Rasheng. So nice to be with you, and thanks for chatting with me.
Let's chat about switching. What does it mean to switch your home loan?
Yeah, Rasheng, basically switching a bond is or switching a home loan is not changing ownership. So that's quite important for folks to understand. You're just simply moving the home loan of where it is at your current lender to SA Home Loan. So the ownership stays the same. There's no transfer fees. There's no transfer duty payable. It's just basically moving to a new provider. It allows you to take options or advantages of options like better interest rates. Perhaps you can change the term, and you might want to look for equity within the property. And basically the process is quite simple, and it's designed to make the home loan work harder for you, just to make sure that it is one of the biggest assets one's going to own is a property, and we just want to make sure that the financing itself is working as hard as it can for you.
Okay, and it actually sounds easy. How easy is it, you know, switching up with SA Home Loans?
It's very, very easy. So some people make it sound quite daunting. It's certainly not. And we've got dedicated consultants and fantastic people that will work with you and hold your hand every step of the way. They will simply make contact with you, or you can contact them. They will go through a basic application form and an assessment just to make sure that we understand exactly what it is that you are wanting, or we can give you some guidelines and suggestions. And then there's a smooth transition from your current lender with very, very minimal disruption to your life and to your finances. And most importantly, as I said earlier, you've got a dedicated consultant that's going to help you understand or wants to understand your goals to make sure that when we walk this journey with you, you're getting exactly what you need at the end.
And you mentioned biggest financial benefit. What are the biggest financial benefits of switching?
Yeah, there's a couple of, I think I'm going to touch on a few for time reasons, but certainly access to cash would be the first one. So there's equity in your home. Equity simply means is the difference between what you owe to a lender on your home loan versus the value of the property. So, for example, you've got R1 million valued home. If you've got a R300,000 in bond with Bank X, there's R700,000 worth of equity in your property, essentially. So we can work with that equity to see what we can do for you and how we can free that up. Lower interest rates. We've got many clients out there that bought homes a couple of years ago, didn't really negotiate rates very well, and could be getting a better rate. So we can look at doing better interest rates for you. We can look at extending terms on the life of that bond, which means a longer term could reduce your monthly installments, and that's what a lot of clients are looking for right now is cash flow ease. And then probably a big one, which is very important, and that is what we refer to as debt consolidation. You might have a car or a credit card or a personal loan that is just kind of hurting you financially, and maybe you can use some equity in the property just to get rid of that, and we can certainly assist you in that regard.
Okay, and why should we consider switching to SA Home Loans?
Very good question. An example that I use over and over is many clients have a cell phone and many clients have got what I call short-term insurance, perhaps on their cars if they own a car. And there are many clients that have moved between cell phone providers and they've moved between insurance providers. And the reason why they do that is because they're getting possibly poor service from the one, or they're looking for a better unique product. Maybe they want something slightly different. So switching the home loan is technically exactly the same. You might not be currently happy with the loan that you've got, or you're just looking for options and saying, hey, and you do what we call a non-obligation, no-pressure application, so you're not obliged to proceed with it, and it doesn't cost you anything. So it's a cost-free non-obligation application that you can do, and one of our consultants will assist you, and it's worth a try just to see whether or not switching the home loan is going to be a better deal for you. And most of the time it is.
It sounds really good, but let's just go back to equity. You mentioned a few things. What can the equity in my home be used for?
Yeah, very good question. So our clients are doing it for debt consolidation. So it's basically getting rid of some other expensive debt that they might have. And there are other reasons why clients are looking at equity in their home and funding education. So, for example, you've got a child in matric and you know that they're going to varsity next year. There's res fees, there's upfront accommodation fees that they've got to pay, tuition fees. That can be quite expensive. And one option is taking a normal personal loan or a study loan. Why not think about looking at your home loan to fund it? It's something that we can assist you with. Other thing is renovations or upgrades. So maybe you want that swimming pool. December's coming, the heat is coming, as we know in our area, and you maybe don't have a swimming pool in your home and you want to do something like that and you don't want to save up the funds for it. Increase the take-up, look at the equity in your home, and perhaps you can fund it through the home. So those are kind of things that clients are busy doing. And possibly investing in a business. Maybe there's a venture that you're looking at doing. Mm-hmm. So there could be a number of reasons why you want to raise funds and why not look at the equity in your home to fund those ideas.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And like you said, if someone wants to reach out, there are consultants to assist, and it's quite easy process.
Yeah, it is. It's so great. Chatting to you, Roslo. Thank you very much.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.